I'm Sophia.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Chloe.
And welcome to Unfiltered,
the podcast where three best friends take a deep dive into the things that shape our everyday lives, from school and work to wellness, lifestyle, and everything in between, including research and credible guest speakers.
We're here to have the conversations that don't always make it to your social feeds. The unfiltered discussions on food, pop culture, and the reality of navigating life as teenagers.
From revision techniques that actually work, to the latest in music, celebrity culture, and even whether investing as a teen is worth it. We're covering it all. Expect honest takes and expert insights.
So, whether you're looking for a new study hack, food recommendations, or just a space to unwind, we've got you.
Join us every week for real talk, real experiences, and nothing but the truth.
This is Unfiltered.
Hi guys, welcome back to this episode, and today we're going to be talking about our favourite restaurants and what we got from there.
Yay.
Okay, let's get into it. Chloe, what do you have? Okay, so for my first restaurant, this is probably my overall favourite Asian restaurant. It's Hare and Tortoise, and you can find it, it's like kind of a chain restaurant, kind of not. I think there are like four locations in London. The one I go to is on King Street, not King's Road, King Street. And if you go, you should get the shrimp and tribe gyozas, which is like the softest, but like, I don't know, they're just so good. And they have like a chili sauce with it and also like a sweet soy sauce, which is so good. And then you should also get a dragon roll, which is like a California roll with prawn mayo. I know you're not going to like the sound of that, Gigi, but it's so good. And then like cucumber and avocado in it. And then lastly, the panko prawn, where it's like, it's served with a sweet chili sauce and it's like these crispy prawns that you dip in and they're amazing. And there are so many good things like Singapore noodles, Thai soups and like chicken fried rice.
Is that the one we ordered from?
Yes.
That was delish.
Yeah, they do take away.
Okay, I'd say probably one of mine, which is one actually fairly near my house. So I feel like it's not a chain restaurant and it's probably less heard of. It's called Brasserie Blanc. It's really nice. It's quite like we go there quite a lot because it's like near, it's like casual. It's super, super good food. And we've been going there for quite a while. I love the steak and there's also this cheese souffle that is so good. Sorry. And yeah, I'd say that's like one of my top restaurants. Yeah.
Okay, so I have my two favorite chain restaurants. Which is Pizza Express and Wagamama's. But I love some Wagamama's.
Love Wagamama's.
And then I've got like three other restaurants, which I put in my tops. One of them we've all been to for Sophie's birthday party. It was so fun and so yummy. It's called Plum Valley. It's this Chinese restaurant where I've been to many times because of it. And I really, really liked it because the duck pancakes were amazing.
And the dumplings.
Yeah. And also they had this, what was the word? They had this tea, and I've forgotten what type of tea it is now, but it was the best thing I've ever had. Oh, lychee tea. It was so good. Like, I crave it every single day. It was amazing.
I feel like lychees are one of those things that, like, I wouldn't think of it as the actual fruit.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you get what I mean?
I don't like the actual fruit, but I like artificial.
The texture of the actual fruit is quite interesting.
I can't have...
It's kind of nice. I have my boba.
Yes.
Love that.
Okay, what else do you have, Chloe?
Okay, so I have... So my second one is more of, like, it's, like, fast food, but, like, high-quality fast food, if you know what I mean. So it's called Molly's. And they do chicken bites, chicken waffles. I know that sounds a bit weird, but it's kind of like a Raising Cane's. I know it's not in the UK, but like if you want Raising Cane's, go to Molly's. It's so good. They do these like massive milkshakes, which are amazing. And like they're very like big. Like they want to like go like they're kind of aiming for the American style experience with like massive portions. And they do the best cheesy fries, chicken bites. And I think they do big ice cream sundaes as well, which I haven't tried it, but apparently are really good. So yeah, you should go there.
I feel like on the tone of like American style stuff, my dad and I went to London the other day and we found this like sports bar or like dive bar, which was it like just came up in that area. There were a few other ones in London, but we went to this like freshy new one, and we thought, oh, like, let's give it a go, because we saw buffalo wings on the menu. And we're like, oh my God, like, we totally have to get those. So we go in, and then we end up ordering like a bunch of stuff, and we got like tater tots and hot dogs and everything. And it was actually so good. And we got like, we got a root beer float as well. Ooh. And like a cream soda.
Is that where you put ice cream on?
In the root beer.
Yeah. I do that with Coca-Cola.
So good. I actually was surprised. I wasn't expecting it to be that good. And then I was like, wow. And it was really good. So, yeah.
Wow.
I feel like I don't normally go to many, like, American restaurants in the UK. But I feel like that was really good. Yeah.
What's your next one, Sophia?
My next one is Two Spoons. It's this little bistro bar in Fleet. I really recommend it. It's so nice. It's a really nice, one of their signs, it says, no, we don't have Wi-Fi, actually have a conversation, pretend it's like 1984 or something. it was funnier than that. But anyway, it's really, really nice. The food is amazing. It has like so good waffles, really nice food. I go there for breakfast when we're like celebrating, and these smoothies called Passion Shoot. And I love them. They're so good. And they make me dairy-free milkshakes, and they're so good. I really recommend.
Scran. I feel like someone, I think it was you, Sophia, that said Wagmamas earlier.
Yeah.
I love Wagmamas. And I've also, we've recently been going, we discovered it in Selfridges, this ramen bar. And then we realized
there are a bunch of... Wait, is Wagmamas based ramen bar, or is it like...
No, it's called Tonkotsu.
Oh,
and
totally.
We found it in Selfridges, and then we realized there are a bunch around London.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I love, like, I think their like motto or something is like, if you don't make your own noodles, you're just a soup shop. which I thought was really funny. And it's so good. And they have this like mushroom miso, which is so, so good. And the gyoza from there are unreal. But it's quite like a similar vibe to Wagamama's, but it's also like in London.
Speaking of London, back to Plum Valley. I recommend it because it's like has a really nice, it's very nice restaurant, but also it's so calm in the centre of Chinatown. Like, it's... we were able to get in without a reservation, my family of five, and it was so good. Like, the service was amazing. I really recommend.
Also in Chinatown, I can't remember the name of it, but if you go to any of the ice cream places there are, like, two flavours you wouldn't normally get, which is ube. Do you know the purple... The purple ice cream. It's so good. The only way I can describe it is, like, it tastes like cake.
Isn't it, like, purple potato?
Yeah, it's made from ube potato, I think that. And then lychee is the other flavour they'll do, which is amazing.
Scran.
So good.
I feel like there are so many, like, good restaurants in London. It's, like, hard to, like, know which one's the best. I feel like another one of my favorites, though, which we've been going to for a while since I lived in London, is called Cicchetti. And we recently went to one, which is like the sister restaurant. And they're both Italian and they're super good. The one, there's one, I think, in central London, and then there's one further out. And then the one in central London is, it does like the best gnocchi. It's so good.
I love gnocchi.
It's so good. And then they do like the best like spaghetti and like pizza so if you want one. Yeah.
On the Italian vibe, the Jam, we went there a few weeks ago and it was amazing. Gigi got the squid ink pasta.
Oh, so
and
good.
I had some of it. Wish I ordered it. It was amazing. I got the buffalo pizza, and the buffalo just tasted like such like high quality buffalo, and it was like like juicy, and it didn't feel like it come straight out like a fridge or something. It was like
I
think it was definitely made there. Oh, and the seating, and you're like up in these trees, and it's so cool.
It's like a bunk bed but for tables.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
Yeah,
it was
like,
and then just make sure you get a high seat.
It's like benches, but then stacked on each other.
Yeah,
like treehouse vibe.
Yeah,
I meant to say treehouse, not treehouse. And then, just make sure you reserve or get there early, because you don't want to be sitting down below, because that's not very nice. But the starters were also really good. So they were like zucchini. Did we get zucchini? No.
We got
calamari. And what's it called?
The bread.
The one where you...
Focaccia.
There we go.
Oh, so good. I so love focaccia. Good.
It was really nice. It was so squidgy.
It was
dairy.
Do you guys have any breakfast plates? Like, to
yeah, the two spoons is so good. Yeah, that's a breakfast place.
Oh, nice. I have one. When we went to Miami, we it was our first time going to Miami, and we were like, oh, like, we're going to try a bunch of different restaurants, like, see which one we like the most. And then the first day we come across this, like, cafe kind of vibe. Lots of, like, yoga moms going there, getting their matcha. It was very, like, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, like, let's give it a go. We ended up going there every single day. It's called Pura Vida. So good. And we got this, like, smoked salmon bagel. It's called, like, a New York bagel.
Smoked salmon bagels, especially cream cheese.
Yes, so good.
I can't have fish.
And then, like, alfalfa. It's, like, sprouts. Super good. And then there was
sprouts.
Also a smoothie. Yeah.
Like Brussels sprouts.
No, like, I don't really know how to describe it. It's, like, just, like, kind of, like, seed sprouts.
Ooh.
Yeah? And then there was a smoothie, which I was literally, like, dreaming about for, like, weeks after. So I, like, I tried to find the recipe, so I ended up just trying to, like, make it up because I was, like, having withdrawals from the smoothie. It was so good. It was, like, peanut butter and chocolate,
ooh,
but it was, like,
yum,
a protein smoothie.
Oh.
It was so good. And then we found out that there's one in New York as well, which we were, like, super excited ooh about. So that's probably my favorite.
I think I'm flying to Miami, so I will be going there.
My favorite breakfast place is probably Hired Brasserie. It's also on King Street, and it does, like, the best avocado toast. So they really, like, they load it up with avocado, and it's, like, fresh avocado, and the scrambled eggs are so good. They're, like, I don't know, like, be specific, but, like, they're, like, the orange color scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like, it's not overcooked. It's, like, just perfect. They also do, like, really nice smoothies. They do these, like, thick, fruity smoothies.
Mm.
Fruit platters with, like, pineapple, passion fruit and everything. And then they do, like, tons of pastries. I think they make them themselves. And then they do bacon and maple pancakes. Tried it all.
That's
amazing.
So good.
I love it. I love restaurant, like, fluffy pancakes, like butter
pancakes.
Yeah,
I had the best pancakes in New York. I got them from Stardust. I don't know.
Stardust.
The one where they sing. It was like, we didn't really know they were going to sing at breakfast, and that was kind of a shock to us.
Yeah.
Some people love it. We kind of wanted Stardust.
Yeah.
We kind of wanted to talk, which we couldn't talk.
Uh-huh.
So we just had to kind of, like, listen to the music and eat.
I feel like that's the only thing. You can't really have a discussion.
Yeah, you can't have a
conversation. I thought you were there, and they were going to be like, never mind, I'm not gonna do that.
We went there on a school trip one time, and I remember one of the singers asked one of our teachers for her number. That was my, like, most vivid memory of that. But it was really fun. The only thing was, it was quite loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think
they'll come up to your table and ask you, like, they'll give you the mic, and they'll make you sing, and they try to make my dad sing, and he said no.
What kind of singing is it? Like, karaoke or, like,
it's, like,
jazz?
Kind of, like, Broadway shows, kind of.
Oh!
Isn't it?
I might have seen
that.
Yeah.
They sang Mamma Mia when we were there,
did,
which wasn't.
Oh, I think I've seen that place. Looks really cool.
Yeah. It's got the big, like, LED sign out front.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to be, like, down, there's, like, two levels. So if you don't want to be, like, right where the singing is happening, there is, like, a upstairs level where you could just, like, kind of, like, relax on. It's still loud, and they will come up there because, like, we've learned from experience. But, like, they'll come up there less. Like, if you're on the ground, you're kind of expected to, like, sing along. But if you're up there, you can kind of, like, eat your meal in peace.
But it's fun, though. It's a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, just be prepared because we were not.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. Finally, my favourite restaurant is El Castello. It's an Italian restaurant where there's two in the world. One is in Fleet, where I used to live, and the other is in Odeon. It is so good. I go to the one in Odeon loads and loads, and I have my favourite pizza and really nice ice cream and really nice chips and broccoli with butter on it. It's so good. And then I tried, my mum always gets their steak and says it's amazing. And normally I don't like steak, but I tried it and now I've been craving it since. So I'm going this weekend.
I love that.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our restaurants and we hope you could try a few out.
Yeah. Thank
Bye.
You for listening.
Bye.
Bye.